time to welcome Mr. Wallace Chapman into Studio A here at RNZ Auckland. Hi.
Studio A incoming. Studio A incoming. How are you, Jesse?
Awesome. Really good.
Yeah, look, now today, multiple parties have complained to Parliament Speaker about Green MP Julianne Jenter's angry outburst in the House. So she crossed the floor.
I just saw that. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. It's quite striking, the footage.
Yes. She crossed the floor and she waved this book in Matt Doocy's face. I'm not quite sure if it's done before, but it's very unusual. Yeah. Deputy Speaker said she was shocked by Barbara Kuriga. So, look, we touched on that MP behaviour in the House today. Jesse, also, the role of free speech on campus. This has been a big issue here and abroad, of course. What rights and freedoms do you have to say what you want on campus? I mean, I can recall this is a really big issue in Otago 30 years ago. So clearly not a lot has changed, right?
Can I tell a brief story?
Yeah.
That I was at Waikato University, 93, I think. All those cuts going down, the big education cuts, and we heard the National Party conference was coming to the main lecture theatre, and so we formed a mob, and we went and shouted, you know, we were yelling, and then we broke through the doors and went in, and all we found were these little, sweet, elderly ladies who were selling cupcakes and... You know, they were lifelong National Party members, and we all felt quite bad, and so we turned on our heel and went home again. The MPs hadn't shown up yet. It was just the party faithful there, and they were like... So I don't know what the moral of that story is.
Well,
but it is a rite of passage.
Yes.
There is a real innate thing when you are young to want to join together with other people and support our cause.
It's actually a very big philosophical issue because some say that a campus should be the bastion, should be the crucible with which ideas are formed.
Yeah.
Even ideas that you hate,
mm-hmm.
because that is freedom of speech. But then again, how far do you take it? Because mm-hmm. I can recall back in my day, I think there was it a Holocaust denier? He was trying to come onto campus.
Mm-hmm.
So should that extend to all?
Yeah.
So if you're going to extend it to all, you've got to extend it to everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a bit to tease out on that one. Also, what do we lose when a much-beloved community paper shuts down, in this case the 102-year-old Wairoa Star closing down? You know, a cup of tea, spot in the sun, you read up your local road changes and Bob's Gnome Garden. I love my local paper.
They're not covering Wairoa road changes in the Herald these days. Yeah, I know.
Well, I haven't looked that far.
It's actually a source of great stories.
Yes,
slower pace of story.
That's it.
Personality focused.
You've got it. You know, that hedge two doors down, why has that not been cut in 4 weeks? Well, Western Leader will tell you. and our question of the day today, are you a jaywalker? Do you get sick to death of jaywalkers? Now, I saw a social media post today, Jesse, that said that Wellington has way more jaywalkers than Auckland. And I thought that was interesting because when I go to Wellington, I notice they do jaywalk there. They don't...
Got to be careful in Wellington too. They've got those silent trolley buses coming through.
There's all that. And as a motorist or cyclist, are you really sick of pedestrians taking back the road by jaywalking diagonally, by the way?
Get over it.
Illegal.
Hey?
It's illegal.
Duh. It's part of the New Zealand way. Cross wherever you want.
2101 on that one.
Sam Hollis is our producer in Wellington. Hey, Sam.
Hey, guys.
Do they still have trolley buses in Wellington? Or they retired those?
I was just, as soon as you said that, I was like, huh, wait, what are those? So I'm thinking no.
Yeah, I remember they had them right up until the early 2000s because when I worked for More FM down there, we put a pirate ship into the Christmas parade. We went through with a mast and hit the trolley wires, almost causing the electrocution of most of the commercial radio team at the time.
Right. Well, my closest experience of comparison would probably be, because I'm from Christchurch originally, and I did almost get hit by the tram one time down there. And keep in mind, that probably moves at a pace of, what, like 5 kilometres an hour?
With quite a noisy bell, as I recall.
Yeah. So I had my headphones on and I somehow went up.
Headphones.
So that's maybe my closest experience. Yeah,
the Americans take jaywalking very seriously.
They do.
If you try and cross the road in the States, the cars will just stop. I guess because if they hit you, then it's 6 months in court.
They do, yeah. Jaywalking is a big deal. But Wellingtonians, I mean, Sam, you just have little regard, eh? For
we're just a badass bunch.
Yeah, what can I say? But we stop at the lights and we cross. Yeah. I like it. Rules.
What have you spotted today, Sam?
Well, you know, every now and then it's nice to get a wee reminder that the scientists of the world are, you know, working hard, solving the big problems. So today I thought I'd bring you this.
Do I detect sarcasm in your voice?
Never. So this is out of the Chinese Academy of Scientists, and scientists there have conducted research to find the perfect temperature at which to serve beer. So first of all, they have concluded that yes, beer is more enjoyable when served cold. Would you believe it? And second, that the ideal temperature should be 5 degrees Celsius. For the reason for this, they say that at that temperature, the chemicals are more likely to be aligned in a way that enhances the taste. So next time anyone serves you a room temperature pint, you can throw this study right in their face.
Hang on, don't all the connoisseurs from England say that it's best served not room temperature, warmish on the warm side?
I read that this was a thing in Britain, yeah, but
actually more than that. It's a cultural thing.
So it would be more common to get a room temperature pint. Is that what you're saying?
Room temperature and flat. No offense to British ale enthusiasts who are listening.
Yeah, mildly flat.
I went off to Paris yesterday, so we're really coming.
Well, I mean, surely as beer drinkers, Sam, we could agree that we already knew that it tastes good out of the fridge.
Well, to be honest with you, it doesn't make any difference to me. I think beer is gross no matter what way you serve it. But, I don't know. Are you guys big beer drinkers?
Man. Are you serious?
Yeah, I am. I am serious, yeah.
No, I do enjoy a pint.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're allowed into Wellington if you're another beer enthusiast, Sam. It seems to be the defining characteristic of Wellington men.
I've said to people before, it's like, you know, for a long time I just thought it's one of those things, oh, I'll come to it late. Oh, eventually I'll taste the right beer, the right pale ale or whatever, and I'll fall in love with it, and it's never happened, and I've just had to accept. Because I'll drink anything else. I don't think there's anything else that I would straight up say I don't like, but I've never had a taste for beer.
I'm not doing a big beer advert here, but it is a little treat, isn't it? It's a Jesse, you know, you've got a couple of pies waiting for you at the end of the week. It's nice, been a bit of a hard week,
100%, 100%.
You know, it's nice, maybe a craft beer, and sometimes actually even one of those really nifty zero alcohol beers as well.
Did we though need a fully funded university study to let us know that it tasted better out of the fridge?
Yeah, well, this is my thought, especially because it explains in this article how they sort of came up with the idea to do the study, and the two scientists behind it said it happened when they were celebrating an academic publication with some drinks, when they wondered why beverages are better warm while other ones such as lagers and white wine are preferred cold. And all I could think of was, it sounds to me like they were celebrating drinking in the lab and thought, oh, why can't it just be this all the time? And then they thought, hold up, I've got an idea.
I am quite surprised by this. Next thing you'll be telling me that red wine is best served cold.
Well, interesting you should say that because, I mean, someone's got in touch, by the way, a British beer enthusiast who says ale is actually served at cellar temperature, which is 10 degrees, so that's a lot cooler than the room temperature. And the French used to serve red wine out of the cellar, and that would have been the same sort of thing. Yeah, I think they would have drunk it a lot cooler than we do.
I've heard of a phenomenon of people putting ice cubes in red wine. Have you? Is this, which I thought would be sacrilege, but apparently it's growing in popularity a little bit.
No, you lost me there.
No, it lost me.
Oh, really? You wouldn't go there?
No, it's...
Thank you, though. Food for thought, Sam. And someone's decided after 2 days that if you hate beer and you hate Paris, they may have a bit of difficulty relating to you, but they're enjoying your journalistic work. So,
can I tell you one more thing then for that person?
Oh, here we go.
I also hate tomato sauce.
Oh! Sam Hollis.
Kick me out of the country. Go on.
All over the streets.
Hey, we're looking forward to, thanks, Sam. Looking forward to more on jaywalk. It's kind of an Americanism, isn't it? But crossing the street when you're when the pedestrian crossing
diagonally
is
on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's illegal here.
That'll be part of the panel hour after 6 PM. Stephen Franks and Zoe George are the panelists today. And Thank you so much for listening to Afternoons. As we do every day, we've put all our interviews online, rnz.co.nz/Jesse. So if you came in late or if you missed something, you can always listen on demand. RNZ app is very handy for that. It's free to download. For now, we're going to hand over to Lisa Owen and the team from Checkpoint. Great evening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.